This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Justice isn't blind, it's partisan. Rule of law, poppycock. If you believe justice is blind, you have your eyes closed. If you haven't figured this all out by now, keeping up with the daily news, let the rest of us know if there's more room in the bubble you're living in, because the evidence of the opposite is all around us, if you want to peek out and see what life in America is like now. Of course, recently, we have the revenge examples of malicious prosecution where Trump orders retaliatory indictments of former FBI Chief James Comey for not bending to his will in his first term, and for New York Attorney General Letitia James for having the gall to indict and try him for millions of dollars worth of hanky-panky in his real estate businesses. Comey is a funny target for Trump, since many people believe his mishandling and bad timing of Hillary Clinton's emails, including in the critical last weeks of the election, is what turned the election to Trump. Most would think Trump would have put Comey on his permanent Christmas card list, but grudges die hard, and no one expects them to be rational. For James, the issue is a $18,000 loan she took to help a grandniece buy a house in Maryland, which a brand new former Trump attorney turned prosecutor claims is mortgage fraud. We all know $18,000 is not same as the hundreds of millions on bank applications, right? That's just the tip of the iceberg. How about a survey the New York Times did of opinions from federal judges about their feelings on the Supreme Court's go-to-fast-track, no questions asked, no answers given, use of the so-called emergency docket or shadow docket to help Trump pass go on one ostensibly unconstitutional illegal policy and pronouncement after another. Their action without a public vote count is technically temporary, since his policies have to be litigated through the slower and more cumbersome lower court system, but are allowed to go into effect and do their damage now. In one case, the dog layoffs and shutdown in some agencies was considered illegal and a breach of congressional authority. The judge also said it was too late to put the genie in the bottle. They talked to 65 judges, 38 nominated by Democratic presidents and 27 by Republican presidents, including 10 by Trump himself. When asked about the use of the shadow docket on emergency petitions to the court, 47 of the 65, or more than 72%, disagreed with its use, including 37 of the Democratic appointees and only 11 Republican appointees. There were 6 who were neutral, 5 Republicans and 1 Democrat, and 12 who agreed with the practice, 100% of whom were Republican appointees. It's hard to get more partisan than that. The Economist created an artificial intelligence bot to predict the Supreme Court's decisions on 10 major cases on the fall docket, from civil rights to tariffs and more. Their AI SCOTUS bot predicts Trump will largely win on all 10 of these issues, significantly based on previous decisions by this bench of justices. Who knows if the Supreme Court justices are right or wrong? They aren't saying, but they're the totally partisan 6-3 majority appointed by Republican presidents, including Trump, and they seem to be bending to his will. Not surprisingly, Trump has won with the Supreme Court on all but 2 of his 30 emergency petitions to the court so far. Justice blind? Nope. Eyes wide open with the fingers in the wind at every level to follow the politics. It's not blind, just partisan, plain and simple. We are so screwed if we think we can find fair and objective justice at almost any level now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.